السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you مفتي صاحب on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and the family good health, and Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to the du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, and our brother Zakaria. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today is the 26th of Zulhijjah, 1445. And we, with the grace and mercy of Allah, we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses number 28, 29, and 30. We still continue with the incident, episode, and story of Hazrat Habib Najjar Rahimahullah. So his name was Habib, but he became the Mahbub and the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His occupation was Najjar, that he was a carpenter. And Almighty Allah Ta'ala informed us, Da'a qawmahu hayya wa mayta. He invited his people to the truth, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah whilst he was alive. And post-martyrdom, post-death, death also, he was giving them a message. We call that karamatul awliya yahakkun. Allah Jalla wa Ala, for certain awliyaullah, his special servants, remember that they give a message even after their martyrdom, after their demise and their death. So he told his people, mima ghafar li rabbi wa ja'alani min al mukramin, how Allah forgave me, my beloved Allah, and made me for the honorable ones. So imagine what honor Allah bestowed upon him. Today's lesson, chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 28. Now what about the murderers, about the killers, like the Jutlas and Jutlis and Haramis there in Gaza and Palestine? So what happened to them? Remember those who murdered Habib Najjar, Rahimahullah, a shaheed. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. When you study Semitic languages, Arabic, Hebrew, Syriac, Yiddish, and so forth, you will find many a time, for one, that the plural is used as a symbol of respect and reverence. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, and we did not send upon his nation, after him, after his martyrdom and demise, مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, a host of angels and so forth from the skies. No, we didn't do that. وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ, and we will not send down a host of angels and an entourage of angels in this case, in this incident. What will we do? إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا, it was just one blast. Allah Jalla Wala, out of his infinite mercy, grace and system of justice, only he knows his system, remember that. Allah ki bed, Allah hi jante hai. His secrets, his wisdom, only he knows. Me and you with our puny little brains, we can't even fathom, you must remember, our birth and our growth, our development, our ruh, our soul and spirit. Which human being, scientist, professor can tell you he knows what happens to the soul and the spirit? Nobody in the world. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, of knowledge, O human being, you have been given but a little bit, you see. So Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. So we, although we might think I have this degree and I'm so intelligent, but all of us, puny little brains, you just need to look at the political shenanigans in the different countries, and you will understand that morons run countries today. So that is what we are seeing. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded whom? He, Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel, you go and you punish this nation in Antakya, in Antioch, and there in Turkey. They murdered and they caused martyrdom to my Habib, to my Mahbub. So they have to pay the punishment, Masud, the crime. So you go and make one shout, one scream, you Jibreel alayhi salam. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة. So the punishment for them was nothing but one shout, one scream. And there Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel, he is the greatest of all angels. تنزل الملائكة والروح. In Surah Qadr, chapter 97, Allah Jalla Wala tells us what happens on the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, the night of majesty. The angels keep on coming down the entire night in droves and droves, in groups and groups. Malaika warruh. Ruh, the Amirul Malaika, and the angels, their leader, he, Allah, singled him out. At-Takhsis Ba'd At-Ta'mim. After mentioning all the angels, then Allah mentioned the leader of the angels. So that is Jibreel alayhi salam. Go and decimate them with my permission. Swayhatan wahidatan fa'idha hum khamidun. You see, fa'idha. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is dark in complexion, and then he places his hand under his armpit and then takes it out. فَإِذَا هِيَ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Suddenly his hand and the palm and everything becomes whitish and glittering, shining. And then he took his stick and his staff, his asa, and threw it. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُّبِينٌ. Suddenly it becomes a snake and a serpent, increasing in size, and the Pharaoh is terrified and petrified. So yeah, Allah Jalla Wala is telling us, he, the archangel Gabriel, just shouted and screamed, فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. And suddenly they, these people, the murderers, خَامِدُونَ, they laid there burnt like ash finish. So imagine if Allah wants, hey, jutlas, haramis, we make dua daily, Almighty Allah must decimate and dismantle you. So Allah could send Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, one scream, one shout, and all the jutlas, they finish. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. You will be burnt and you will lie there just like the ash. But Allah has his own wisdom. Allah is showing you, you got 60, 70 countries helping you. You can't even defeat 10,000 Hamas. Imagine there. So, and the world is looking and observing at this genocide. And the white hegemony is wondering what's happening. Everything they're trying is failing, and they're humiliated in disgrace. So Allah Ta'ala says, O human being, you are so arrogant, you are so proud, why don't you come to your senses? Ya hasratan al-ibad. O regret on the servants. Not Allah is regretting Allah forbid. The people will regret because of what their forefathers did, what their children and siblings did. They will be regretting on the servants. You must remember that. So, sorrow, nadamat, afsos, and regret on the servants. Arrogance, ignorance becomes the downfall of nations and people, rise of people and nations, and the fall of people and nations. So what was their crime? مَا يَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَرْزِئُونَ. Never did it come to them a messenger who was selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. مِنْ رَسُولٍ, any messenger came to them. إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَرْزِئُونَ. But what was their reaction? What was their response? إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَرْزِئُونَ. They mocked at him, they jeered at him, they ridiculed him. So that is what we see today. The Muslims are being belittled, ridiculed. You are jokers. You are wasting your time. So remember, the more they do that, so the more and more they're inviting the punishment and the wrath and chastisement from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah mahfadhna ameen. May Almighty Allah protect us. Did you read the verse today? Read chapter 7, verse 151. Surah A'raf, chapter 7, Surah 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O beloved Allah Azza wa Jalla, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Wow, حَالِيَّا. Whilst you alone, exclusively, you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the only one who shows mercy, that you are the most merciful one to show mercy, Ya Allah, to your entire creation, Ya Allah. We survive because of your mercy, and we enjoy your bounties and favors because of your mercy. So therefore we beg Allah, He alone is Arhamur Rahimin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 26th day of Zulhijjah, 1445, Saturday night, we have to scan the sky here in South Africa, and then we will see if the moon is sighted. Then Sunday the 1st, but the chances are but slim, so most probably Sunday 30th, and Monday will be 1st. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak already is confirmed. Sunday is the 1st of Muharram 1446, because Saturday will be the 30th day, one day ahead of us, because of the moon, Samis. Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, day 271 of Gaza genocide. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Alhamdulillah, 10 Jews are dead, you must remember, dispatched straight to hell. In various places, you must remember, they lie in their media and so forth. We have various ways of finding out and verifying it, and scores of them are injured, we must remember that. So the Haaretz posed a question, Israel, what do you want to do? Do you want to increase your war crimes? So everybody agrees, you must remember, they are war criminals, and they want to increase their war crimes and so forth. The Jutlas destroyed the farms and the orchards of the Palestinians, hence they don't even have enough for themselves, even post-war. So they will always be dependent, so every way they can cause them harm, destroy their babies, destroy their innocent men and women, destroy their churches, destroy their schools, destroy their infrastructure, destroy their mosque and masajid, everything, but yet the battle goes on, and Hamas is winning. The Jutlas won 10,000 people immediately. Hey, you Jutlas, Jutlis from South Africa, Africa, America, Europe, pack up and go to Israel. Your harami brothers and sisters are waiting for you there. Bibi and Trump. Now imagine, Bibi is, you know, the war criminal there in Israel, and Trump. So they write there in the Haaretz newspaper. Both of them are scoundrels and acting against democracy. So Bibi is holding on to power. He says, no, we are dismantling Hamas. Deep down, he knows he's losing, because once he resigns or he's kicked out of office, next stop for him is prison. And Trump, you must remember, he says, see, I won the debate, and even the Supreme Court said I'm not guilty and so forth. I wonder how much the judges there were paid, you must remember. Remember, corruption is everywhere, you know that. So Israel's top generals want a ceasefire. Listen carefully, Jutlas and Jutlis. This is written, remember, in your hearts. Israel's top generals want a ceasefire, even if Hamas is left in power in Gaza al-Mubaraka. Bibi says, we will continue and the war will continue till Hamas is defeated. So he knows that is not going to happen, but he just wants to go on, because he doesn't want to go to the cell and into prison and jail. India, Pakistan, they exchange prisoners list. So India has got certain amount of Pakistanis in their jails, and Pakistan has got certain amount of Indians. So now they exchange the list, and then there might be a swap and so forth. So things seem to be cooling down a little bit between Indo-Pak. Putin, you must remember. So this guy, Putin will welcome Modi very soon, you must remember, in Moscow. So the ties between India and Russia are increasing and America is burning, remember that. Why are these ties getting enhanced and increasing? So both are haramis, but they're doing good job for their country, whether we like it or not. So Putin is doing good for Russia, and as far as the Hindus go, they'll say that Modi is doing good. Obviously, we Muslims don't agree with that. Hurricane Beryl, you must remember, 3 people dead. And there, you must remember, yesterday was Grenada, today is Jamaica. Yesterday, I spoke to my brother, Dr. Bayat, and asked him how things there. And he said where he is and where I was when I went there. So all that area is safe. It happened, the island next to them. And there is finished, it's damaged, and the houses and the flattened roofs have flown off. I asked him, did you know I spoke about you? He said, yes, somebody sent him the podcast from Zambia. Imagine we speak here in South Africa, somebody in Zambia listens to it from Zambia, then he sends him the podcast there in Jamaica, in the thing, you must remember, Grenada and West Indies, Caribbean. Jamaica, you next. Your prime minister says, pack up, take the food and go and do everything and go to safe shelters. Allahi lati be awaze. See, one hurricane came and what the devastation it leaves in its trail and so forth. So you must remember, there in France, things are getting very hot. More than 200 candidates, they stepped aside, and now they're having one candidate to fight against Le Pen. Le Pen is a crazy lady. She's totally anti-Islam and Muslims and right-wing and fascist and so forth. So now they're going to have the second round this weekend. So therefore, the left-wing and the centrist party are now uniting against her. India, tragic story. The people went to listen to one priest. The priest's name is Bole Bala. Was his name? Bole Bala. Bole Bala, for you who don't know Hindi and Urdu, means a simple Simon. But they say he was a very impressive orator. So thousands of people must have went to listen to his speech. And they put the men one side and the woman one side. And the place named there in India, in UP, Uttar Pradesh, is called Hatras. So Bole Bala was giving a speech. And then when he finished, now they had to leave. There was a stampede, especially on the women's side. And more than 116, 120 plus minus dead. Can you imagine? So that is a tragedy. There's no doubt about that. So Biden should be replaced. 67%, you must remember, of the American public say he must be replaced. And the donors of the Democratic Party are demanding it. And now politicians and senators and what have you from his own party are saying that he must be replaced. You know what excuse this moron gave? Last night he gave the excuse. He said that because I was traveling so much, I was exhausted, and therefore I put up a poor performance in the debate. What answer is that? Only a moron. Now what the other moron says? Trump, you must remember, he was busy with his Stormy. So now their charges are postponed for September, because November is elections. So they said that whether he'll be found guilty of the hush money and all that $130,000 he paid Stormy. Stormy is creating a storm in America and so forth. 9 Ukraine jets destroyed in one day by Putin and Moscow. We love you, Putin. You must teach America a lesson. You must teach NATO a lesson. You must teach Europe a lesson. Who can do that? You must remember. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala give him hidayat. You must remember, Imran Khan said his wife is a Muslim. So inshallah, maybe she's teaching him something. Whether it's jaiz, not jaiz, we all understand it's not permissible. But at least maybe he can become Muslim. And then we make him Amirul Jaish, our commander-in-chief of our Muslims. Because Muslim armies, rulers, good for nothing, 99% of them. UK vote, you in London, Leicester, and wherever you are, we know many of you are listening now also. So tomorrow is your elections, Thursday. This is my input, my humble input for you. It's not permissible for you to vote for the Conservative and Labour. Both parties are haramis. Both support Israel to the hilt. You remember your Sunak and your Stegman, Starman, whatever Shaitan's name is, as far as we're concerned. That is 100% part of the genocide and so forth. So what? Who should you vote for? You got 3-4 options. You can vote, you must remember, for George Galloway. You can vote, so you must remember, for Jeremy Corbyn. He's standing as an independent, and there are 2 ladies also standing. I'm not motivating and encouraging you should do that, but I'll tell you this much: if you vote for them, it's better than voting for the Conservative and Labour. So one is our sister Yvonne Ridley, and one is a Palestinian lady. So you must remember, and she's going around, and it seems she's getting a lot of sympathy because of what is happening. So anyway, vote for anybody else. Besides, you must remember the Labour and the Conservatives, both parties, big haramis, remember that. Okay, then you must remember the Muslims in France are fearing the worst. If Le Pen wins, and then things will be very bad, but Allah will protect them, inshallah. So China, Russia, Iran gloating at what, you must remember, Biden's performance was in the debate. They won't forget that debate. How the clown, he couldn't answer, he forgot, and he blames exhaustion. Can you believe that? Floods in Assam, very bad, very bad. These are Muslim areas, if you know India. You must remember that Assam, millions of people, millions of Muslims, and the floods are causing havoc, you must remember. 600,000, 700,000 people affected in this place. 35 of them passed away. Allah, Jalla Wala, grant the Muslims there who passed away Jannat al-Firdaus as shaheed. Al-Ghariqu shaheedun, wal-Hariqu shaheedun. People who passed away and they drowned and so forth, the martyrs, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. People who passed away in accidents and so forth, and they are burnt. Remember, the like in Gaza and so forth. So remember, the haramis bombed them, and their bodies are burnt and what have you, the shuhada and martyrs. But the shirt and condition will be they passed away with iman. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for them. Then we come here, you must remember, to South Africa. News, views, interviews locally. This is your local news. South Africa has a cabinet, right? 75 ministers and deputy ministers total. China got 21. Yesterday we googled it and so. Can you believe over 1 billion and 21? And yeah, we got 60 million and 75 ministers. They're making us idiots and fools, you know. So anyway, all the provinces got their executive. Gauteng don't have. The DA and ANC are locking horns. Helen Zeller told Sufi, you don't come dictate to us. Give us 2 seats and 3 seats here. We waste our time. So remember, Sufi hates her and she hates him. And they both locking horns. So we want to see how long this GNU and coalition lasts. Marriage of convenience don't last long. Remember this. All of them, George, in for it for themselves and their families. Who's there to serve South Africa? Come, I tell you. Me and you can never dream of this. Yes, you must remember, unless some person, you must remember, 1 in 1 million or so. Every minister in South Africa, listen carefully, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. Every minister in South Africa, that minister put in brackets every mufatiya. So you people who don't know mufatiya, it means guys who are collecting freebies. So every minister will earn 2.6 million rand per year. 2.6 million rand per year. That is beside the housing expenses and the other perks they get. For example, personal security and all these type of things. So you can put it as past more than 3 million per year. They will get wages. So for you think they're there for me and you. You're living Alice in Wonderland. So that is our news, views. You must remember that. That Allah protect our beloved country and our politicians, the less we have, the better it is. Bunch of jokers there. Our program for today, inshallah, Aziz, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Farhan Karani, Mu'ana Zahid will interview him. 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, inshallah, Aziz. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, the commentary. Today is Wednesday afternoon, between Zohar and Asr, duas are accepted. Make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah, cry to Allah for Sudan, for Kashmir, for Burma, Syria, Libya, so many places, remember. Cry for our Mawlana Yusuf, you must remember that. Sitariya, he's still in the hands of those who kidnapped him. Allah Jalla Wala bring him back safe and sound to his wife and children and parents and to his family. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Surah 12, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. Jima Salim, we have 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, please tell me, will my mother's new husband ever be my father? Islamically, do I have to call him daddy? Is he entitled to anything from me? Because I don't think I owe him anything.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You, my daughter, my sister in Islam, go read Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 23, and there you will find your answer. So your mother, meaning your biological father, passed away. Let's just say that, right? And then now the iddat, everything got finished, and your mother remarried. So that's permissible. Then your mother have got you as a daughter, right? So you must remember, so once he, that is your stepfather, your mother's husband, once he consummates the marriage with your mother, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَانَكُمْ وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ. This ayat, this portion is our answer. وَرَبَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. So once he consummates the marriage, you must remember what your mother, so then he becomes your mahram. So you are the daughter, you are 8, 10, 18 years old, 20 years old. So between him and you, that is the stepfather, stepdaughter, now no more hijab and parda after he consummated the marriage with your mother. That's one issue. Secondly, will you inherit from him? No, you will not inherit from him. You will inherit from your biological mother. Does he inherit from you? No, you owe him nothing. You must remember that. And whatever he spends on you, he's just doing you a favor. That's not mandatory, compulsory upon him. But try for your mother's sake to show respect to him, and that you don't have to call him dad or abi or father or so. You call him uncle, it's fine. You understand? Call him uncle, it's fine. Call him cha-cha or whatever you want to. So use some words of respect, remember that. Don't hurt your mother's feelings and say, yeah, why you got married and so forth. She did something permissible. So now maybe there was a divorce involved, maybe there was death, we don't know. But whatever it is, sister, daughter, dad, look at your mother's happiness also and show respect to your stepfather. You don't call him dad. Your father is one, the one who passed away or the one who divorced your mother. So that, and if he's alive, meaning that he didn't still pass away, then with your father, you must keep good ties, your biological father. Even though he might have divorced your mother, remember, it's not two sides to the story, it's three sides to the story. Your mother's story, your father's story, and then the true story. Everybody adds masala, just like the cabinet, mixed masala cabinet in South Africa. Ji.
Mufti Saab, according to the Shafi Mazhab, what are the rules regarding a mazur person? And how often must they remake wudu?
Remember, according to all schools, that a person who's ma'azur means people who have a valid excuse, Okay, so you must remember, for a male, he got plumbing problem, leaking problem, you know, urine droplets, and so Allah protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-walahan. The Hadith Sharif is mentioned in Tirmidhi. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Inna lilhudu'i shaytanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. Not Wuhan. Wuhan is in China. This is Walahan. So remember that. Say, Allah protect me from Walahan. He causes all these problems. So that's one. Second one, you must remember that the lady also have problems. There were 13 ladies, and 3 of them were sisters, you know. So nevertheless, bint banate jahsh. So anyway, so that the point here is this, that istihada, the hemorrhage. And that is, they just bleed the whole time, you must remember. You call it, they are imratun mustahada. The sickness is called istihada. So they also fall in that category of, you must remember, ma'zura. A lady with a valid excuse. So all the scholars, all four agree. Once Fajr time enters this morning, right? Fajr time is entered already. So you must remember that person is ma'zur. So he or she, they must make a fresh wudu. Let's take me and you, Muslim Kareem. It never happened, but we just give you an example. Whole night we stayed awake. We were busy with our mutala, our studying. We were busy with ibadat, whatever. And we had wudu of Isha. So we can read our Fajr Salat with the Isha wudu. How we do every day. Asr time we make wudu. And then Maghrib time, remember what we do. We read our Salat and our Namaz with that Asr wudu. With Allah's help, we are not ma'zur and we are not to have these problems. But when a person is ma'zur, for every first Salat, you must make a fresh wudu. That's compulsory. Yes, the difference will come with this. Now this is where the difference comes. You see, now Fajr time, you made wudu, okay? And then at sunrise, that wudu will break. Now you want to read Ishraq Salat 15 minutes after sunrise, all the imams will tell you that you must make a fresh wudu, okay? But let's say 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11, 11:30, that this morning you made wudu. You want to read Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz, what you say. Then the Hanafis will say, only Hanafis that is, Hanafis will say, with that wudu, you can read the Zuhur Salat also. Shafis, Hanbalis and them say no. That you have to make another fresh wudu when Zuhur time starts. So you must remember that. So the difference is this. Hanafis will say that for ma'azur. Understand this, don't get confused and don't blow your fuses. So when the time of the first Salat expires, then your wudu is broken. Sunrise, wudu breaks. Sunset, wudu breaks, like that. So you must remember, Shafi's Hanbalis and say, with Dukhul and Khuruj, when the first time starts, also your wudu breaks. And when the time expires, then also the wudu breaks. So take Zohar. Zohar is a perfect example. 11 o'clock, I made wudu. I read my charge, Salatul Duha, 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakats, whatever. And then Zuhur time entered, 12:20, 12:25, 12:30, whatever time. So Hanafis say you don't have to repeat the wudu. But Shafi's Hanbalis in them say, because a new first Salat time has started, so your wudu is broken, and now you have to make a fresh wudu. For Hanafis, we will say, it's better you make wudu, al-khuruj anil-khilaf, so that you come out of the difference of opinion. So I hope you all understood that properly, because you must pay attention to these type of complex issues.
Mufti Sahab, quite a humorous question. Mufti Sahab, tell me, yesterday you mentioned roti, kapra or makan. Tell me, what do you know about ek phool do mali? You seem to be in the know.
You see, when we were in school, so you must remember, we didn't know Urdu, we didn't know Hindi. So then, they used to bring all those Indian films there to the school. We never understood anything, but they used to tell us we must sit. There was a brother, Suleiman Janu. His wife just passed away. You must remember, Allah granted Jannat al-Firdaus. Recently, I phoned him and that. So they used to tell us that we must put the projector. This is in Heidelberg and all that. So we used to put the projector in the film and all that. Allah, we were small, young, you know, but we knew how to operate it. When my father and their mother went for Hajj, they took my nani mawas, you know. So my father had that camera and he took all this Makkah, Medina, Baghdad, Syria and all. So that camera, but no sound, you understood? So when visitors used to come, then I tell them, come here, I show you. So I used to operate that camera. I was fascinated, you know, my father did this, man. So then when they became Tablighi, they destroyed everything then, you understood? So you must remember that in 63 this was. So I knew how to operate that thing. So in school also I used to operate. Then me and Suleiman, we said, this is all nonsense, we don't understand, let's go clean the masjid. So we used to go clean the masjid because the school is just there and the masjid is just there. So they had Hati Meresati. You see, elephant is my companion. They had this Ekful Domali. Ekful Domali means there's one lady and there's two proposals. So you call that Ekful Domali. So this person thinks that I used to check it. But we never understood anything. In school, they used to teach us all this nonsense. All haram, obviously. And nowadays it's gone worse. Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitanhood, and so forth. So remember, that's our story. That's why I tell you, ask any question, inshallah, will answer you. No offense, don't worry. You ask whatever you want to.
Okay, sir, I work for an Indian Muslim company. My employer gets very upset when a staff member gets sick and unable to attend work. To my knowledge, Muslims pray 5 times a day. They were supposed to be emphatic. I don't see this. The employer makes the staff miserable. The staff are so scared of staying away from work that they come to work coughing and sneezing and make others sick. Is this treatment of staff correct?
Here there are 3 different issues. Issue number 1 is when you go and you're employed by ABC XYZ company, you know there are certain contracts and clauses there. Both of you study it, explain it, understand it, and then you sign. So that is the one. Second one, obviously, there is a thing of leave and sick leave and so forth. If you are really sick and so forth, so obviously the boss must understand, he must have sympathy, he must empathy and so forth with the staff. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, set the precedent for humanity and posterity. You, my brother, who's posing this question, whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, you should know this. The farewell message, you know, we are ordinary mortals, we sinners daily, we committing sin and transgressing. But my father told me something before he passed away. So in our memon, my vernacular, so we call it Manjopejo Armanuo. That was the farewell, farewell wish of my beloved father or beloved mother. We use the word Pejo Armanuo. Ye is the master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving the ummah a farewell message. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, O ummah, you must guard your salat. Hadaran wa safaran, whether you are traveling by plane, train, whatever, or whether you are at home, there is no excuse to miss salat. Remember that. So today, the ummah, 90%, 80% are guilty of missing salat. So therefore, we find ourselves in such a big mess, micro, macro, everywhere, you see, nationally, internationally, everywhere. Second part, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wama malakat aymanukum, over whom you have authority." How are you treating your wife? How are you treating your children? How are you treating your students? How are you treating your employees? So our Islam is unique. It's a religion that is a code of conduct for all times, all places, all circumstances. So if you are praying a lot, very good. But that P-R-A-Y. But that does not give you a license that you go and pray, P-R-E-Y, on your employees and on your staff. That's haram there. So remember, Islam teaches pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah. And do not pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. Even if your staff are non-Muslim, you can't do that. You must remember, it's haram and not permissible. That is our tunnel vision, that we don't understand what is the true message of Islam. So that's second one. Third one, the staff also need to realize, you must remember, that if they can inform the boss and all that before time, you have to go for an operation, you have to go for some procedure. So normally, you know when that's going to happen. So why leave it for the last minute and so forth? Inform him so they can make alternative arrangements and so forth. Speaking of that, our Moana Musa Lahir is quite ill and so forth. Yesterday, he sent a message, I'm very, very sick. So Allah Jalla Wala grant our Moana Musa Lahir, you must remember, Shifai Kamil, he's a vital player and vital presenter in our then group here, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And all those who are sick, one is you make dua. Second thing, make it a habit. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Ya Allah, all these people who are ill and sick, Muslim, non-Muslim, we are international and global ummah. So Ya Allah, out of your fadl, your grace, your mercy, give them shifa and you give them a cure, Ya Allah. So that is what we should be doing. That is our Islam. Remember that.
Mufti Sahab, my parents are divorced and my mom remarried. How does inheritance work in this case?
I don't know if this is a follow-up of that previous question, but be that as it may, so you will inherit from your biological mother. You, your father, you will inherit from your biological father. And you pass away the son, daughter, so your biological parents will inherit. Your stepfather will not inherit from you, and you will not inherit from your stepfather. However, if your stepfather and you, that now you have a close bond and you start agreeing and clicking, people say we click, you see. So now your stepfather, after his, you know, burial expenses and all the debts of the deceased are paid, personal, corporate, business debts. So during his lifetime, he could write down for you wasiyah. Wasiyah means that it is his prerogative. He can say he wants to give you 10,000, 20,000, 100,000. It must not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. Remember that. So that is permissible. You won't be an heir, but you will be a beneficiary, meaning he made wasiyah for you. So he bequeathed a certain amount, cash or kind. He said, this car will belong to you, but you're not an heir. So you must remember, for him, you are, he just bequeathing that for you. Similarly, you, as the stepson, stepdaughter, you really love the stepfather. So, and you're a person of substance, and you got a lot of liquid and cash and whatever. So you say, if you predecease him, so your stepfather, you are writing a wasiyah and bequeathing a certain amount for him. And although he's not your heir, so that would be permissible. But that all is your prerogative. That's not compulsory. The heirs will be your parents, and when they pass away, you, the children, will be the heirs, provided that you all parties are Muslim.
Mufti Sahab, I've returned from Hajj. What's the formula for lost salah?
So the formula for Masalat is this. The whole night you got to make qaza. You see? So anytime, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1, 2, 3 o'clock. Anytime, Fajr, 2 rakats. Zuhur, 4 rakats. Asr, 4 rakats. Maghrib, 3 rakats. Isha, 4 rakats. So finish till there. Only Hanafi say that you must read witr qaza as well. Because only Imam Abu Hanifa says it's wajib. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and Imam Abu Hanifa's students, they say it's not wajib, it's sunnah mu'akkada and so forth. So therefore, Hanafi say that you must make qaza of the witr also, meaning Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. So it's best to make qaza also of the witr. And then, that which times can you do it? All night, daytime, only sunrise you can't read. You wait for sunrise to finish and 15 minutes after that, and when the sun is at the zenith, so 2-3 minutes before that, 2-3 minutes after that, istiwa, what our people call zawal, that's not the right term, istiwa is the right term. And then at sunset you can't read, and 15 minutes and so before sunset you can't read. Beside that, all times you can read qada. Last question, Mona Salim.
Mufti Sahab, how do we welcome the month of Muharram?
MashaAllah al-Aziz, I told you Muharram will start Sunday. Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara and Aqsa and most countries, Sunday will be the first of Muharram, and that is the, for us, Sunday night will be the first Muharram, and Monday, 8th of July will be first Muharram. How do we welcome it, as you put in the question? So read this dua. Yesterday we sent it out to thousands of people, and remember, if you look on my Twitter, X account, Telegram, you will find it. I read it for you and then finish. Allah, the hadith by Imam Tabarani in Mu'jam al-Awsat. Allahumma adkhilu alayna bil amni wal iman wal salamati wal islam. Oh beloved Allah, let this month that it must come upon us and with safety, security, protection, preservation of our iman and islam. Wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman. Ya Allah, we seek your pleasure, Ya Allah. You be pleased with us. And wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan. Ya Allah, protect us from Satan, Lucifer and his agents and comrades and cronies. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khairan, wa salim kareem. Allah bless you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.